Talk, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. We're kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of fun stuff, including the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,100 people interacting there. And it's all for free. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. Exciting things going on with the Free State Project, specifically the first 1,000 pledge. I love talking about this because the Free State Project is pretty exciting on its own. The idea of gathering 20,000 liberty-loving activists and moving them all to New Hampshire. And it was it's a long-term project. It's not, hey, get up and go tomorrow. It's
all the libertarians go to New Hampshire now.
No, it's whenever we reach 20,000 members, and we're almost at 7,000 at this point. Whenever the Free State Project reaches 20,000, then the move is scheduled. There's a 5-year window where all 20,000 have to move to the state. But some people have jumped the gun. They said, whoa, we don't want to wait around for all the rest of you. We're going now. And we're going to go and start fighting for liberty as soon as possible. So the first 1,000 pledge was created to help back these people up. The idea is, instead of waiting for 20,000, let's see if we can get 1,000 people to agree to going to the Free State within the next 3 years and kind of kickstart this whole revolution. And so far, over 100 people have signed on to the first 1,000 pledge. We want you to visit that at freestateproject.org. So let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Michael in Wisconsin. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Sure,
I got you, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling about the police raid on Spencer Gifts, actually. Turns out that looks like one in Massachusetts got raided a few weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
I want to give you kind of a quick update on that.
Please
this
do.
This came out of the Patriot Ledger in Quincy, Massachusetts. 3 weeks ago, two employees of Spencer Gifts in the Hanover Mall were charged with possession with intent to distribute pipes used to smoke marijuana. Police said so-and-so, 17, of Halifax, told an undercover police officer how to use a water pipe to smoke marijuana.
Well, now, I worked at a rock and roll station for quite some time, and we did more than one remote at a head shop, and they wouldn't let us use terms like...
You can't say bong.
Bong.
Right.
You can't say...
You have to say water pipe.
Yeah.
The Spencer's manager shouldn't be held responsible for the fact that their employees are morons.
No, wait. Did they arrest the manager, or did they arrest just the 17-year-old Rube?
They arrested him, and they also arrested the assistant store manager, so-and-so again, of Braintree, Massachusetts. Case against her was dropped for lack of evidence.
I see. Well, in this case, they should be educating their employees a lot better. The other store we talked about last hour, we were talking about the Spencer's case last hour. In this particular case, the dumb kid in question running the cash register said, "I don't know if those things are used for anything else besides smoking pot." I mean, so yeah, you can't have uneducated employees sitting there running your register talking about bongs and using the wrong terminology and admitting that these devices are used for smoking pot. That is going to get you arrested.
Well, the thing is, Spencer's isn't a head shop. You know, Spencer's is in the head shop. I think this is just going to be a case of those guys, the management of Spencer's, because it's a fairly large corporation, just didn't know what was going on, didn't really, you know, have a clue about all this and all the law.
Well, they know
really
they're selling.
Is ignorance of the law.
Well, now they know they're selling water pipes, and they should know that they need to have a training program for their employees to
That's
help them understand
the
not to talk like that.
I'm sure they know that they're selling water pipes. I'm sure at least they're aware of that to
right.
some extent. But I bet you that they don't know that they need a training program because of the government
they're
laws.
They're going to figure it out now, I guess. Now they're going to know. So, you know what probably happened here was the two stores got busted in Pennsylvania, and then the word got out amongst the law enforcement community that there's easy marks at Spencer's Gifts. And so they went out, and as you're pointing out, the Massachusetts PD went out and busted some dumb 17-year-old because he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Here the investigation began after a Boy Scout leader told police that marijuana pipes were being sold in the store.
Yep.
Can't go wrong when the Boy Scout leader tells the troop leader tells
maybe,
you.
Maybe it was total coincidence, but nonetheless, it's bad news, man. Michael, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, Ian, I wanted to ask you about, because I'm not too clear on how your DROs work.
Oh, not my DROs, but you can ask. Go ahead.
How does it work if someone has a complaint against someone else and they have two different DROs?
Right. Oh, it's simple. Just like insurance companies today, they have interlocking arbitration agreements amongst the different companies. So they they have prior agreements as to how to work out complaints like that.
I think like anyone, whenever there's an issue in this case, just replace the word DRO with country and think about how countries resolve it, because that's generally how it's going to work.
Well, countries don't have arbitration agreements.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. One, you know, one person's extradited to the other, the other country, so you know, one DRO is going to handle it.
It depends. Anyway, Michael, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. That is toll free. 800-259-9231. So back to the cops, since we're talking about the drug war. Let's go to the corrupt cop side of things, because as I was pointing out last hour, there's three kinds of cops. There's the cop that honestly is on a crusade to rid the world of drugs. If he just arrests enough drug users, the drug war will be all over. I mean, the war on drugs will go away and drugs will disappear. And then there's the other kind of cops who, well, they're kind of helping out on the other side of things. They're helping promote drugs. They're helping sell drugs. They're confiscating drugs, selling them on the streets. They're corrupt cops. And there's no shortage of them. This from the StopTheDrugWar.org. In Oklahoma City, State Attorney General Drew Edmondson announced the indictments of a former assistant district attorney on charges of drug possession and tampering with evidence, and her office manager for attempted subordination of perjury for trying to help her beat the rap. Janet Bickle, a former Cherokee and Muscogee County prosecutor, is alleged to have grabbed a baggie of methamphetamine during a drug raid in February of 2005, then attempted to replace it with another baggie of meth that she'd purchased to cover her tracks when investigators contacted her about the missing evidence.
Hmm.
Artest Keeter, age 74, administrator at the prosecutor's office, is charged with attempted subornation or perjury for, among other things, concocting a bizarre theory to explain how the missing meth ended up in Bickle's purse. Bickle is accused of taking evidence from a crime scene. Fearing she'd be caught, she then allegedly obtained more meth after she'd smoked it all and tried to pass it off as the original. She also purchased methamphetamine on numerous occasions and at various locations, including the county courthouses, while she was working at an assistant district attorney as an assistant district attorney in those counties.
The DA smoking meth.
The DA smoking and buying and selling meth in the courthouse. Keeter allegedly developed a static electricity theory to help Bickle explain how she went home with the methamphetamine found during the search warrant.
Evidently, it could happen.
Evidently, Keeter believed the grand jury would be convinced that static electricity caused the meth to jump in and stick to the inside of her purse. right off the evidence floor locker.
It could have stuck to a sleeve of her shirt from static electricity and then got scraped off into her purse.
A baggie full of meth. I don't know what that looks like.
I would imagine it's small.
Yeah.
I imagine it, right. It is small.
It could be possible. You never know.
Meanwhile,
it's a crazy world. Stranger things have happened. Come on.
Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, police officer Larry White was arrested Monday on a federal indictment for cocaine distribution. He's accused of working with his brother-in-law to transport cocaine between Milwaukee and Illinois.
Well, it ain't going to transport itself.
No, man. And finally, if you've got a police transport, you're pretty much guaranteed to not get pulled over. In Cleveland, Tennessee, a Bradley County detective has been suspended in a so far murky tale involving a truck crash and some missing drugs. Channel 9 reported that Detective Nick Phillips has been suspended while the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation determines whether he's involved with the missing drugs. According to the TV report, he was driving a county-owned pickup truck when he veered into the ditch and slammed into trees. He was assigned to drug cases, including prescription drug and meth lab busts. They're tight-lipped. The cops in this case are tight-lipped about it. But anyway, there's some interesting questions that were asked. We're going to get back to more of this. 800-259-9231. Plus, one cop has a decent idea. He wants to fine you for marijuana instead of arrest you. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We got lots to talk about tonight here. Of course, your calls are primary, so whatever you bring up, you can take control of the show. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and some of them are not real. We actually had one submit recently that was a pretty miserable submission. We haven't had somebody try to fake us out in quite a while, and this one was just bad. Bad.
Nice that you know of anyway.
Well, that's true. Anyway, this one was really bad because it was just obviously photoshopped. It was a picture of a woman holding a sign, and it was just terrible. I mean, And then I wrote this person back. I said, nice try. Thanks for listening. I wasn't even going to bother putting it up on the site for a vote. Because sometimes when we get a questionable one, we're not really
quite sure. Don't you put it in the Hall of Shame, though?
Only if it fools us. Only if it's questionable or if it fools us. This one didn't fool me for even a fraction of a second.
I see.
And so I wrote back and said, nice try. You know, thanks for listening. And then the person wrote back and said, well, you should put it in the Hall of Shame. No, I can't put every bad submission that comes in into the Hall of Shame.
People want to see these things. Is the website going
to
get used
up? Well, then
that
person can post it on the message board if they want it to be seen so bad.
Good point.
Well, I think it should be in the Hall of Shame.
It takes me time, man. It takes me time to update the website.
My God.
Let's open it up so that everyone can send a bad Photoshop in. Hundreds of thousands of them. All our listeners, just send them all in so that we have to put them on the Hall of Shame.
The purpose is not to have a shrine of female listeners with a Hall of Shame with the majority of photos.
I'll tell you what. We'll put every good one up there because, you know what? That means that you had to invest.
You know what? If it said Johnson is a hunk, you'd want it up there.
Not if it was bad. In fact, if it was bad, I definitely wouldn't want it up there. Because then it's a double insult. Because one, it's an insult to me because it's a bad Photoshop that says Johnson's a hunk. But it's another insult because I work in Photoshop for a living. So somebody who does a bad Photoshop, that's offensive to me.
So I'm afraid if your Photoshop skills are lame and we can detect how bad the Photoshop that you've done is
and
right off the bat, it is not going to make it into the Hall
of Shame.
I think
that there are some up there that are questionable as is, but
you mean some of the ones that we are calling legitimate?
Yes.
Yeah, there might be some questionable ones there. But 800-259-9231. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, and if you are a lady and you want to be on the Shrine, it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted pictures. All you need to do is be a lady and give us a validated photo, which means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. All right, here's our final cop issue for the night, and then we're going to get into the different types of libertarians. Des Moines, Iowa. An Iowa sheriff's decision to hand out tickets instead of arrests for small amounts of marijuana invited a lawmaker's verbal slap that it would be simpler to ban rock concerts and football games. This doesn't make any sense, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Johnson County.
See, and that's particularly offensive because it's in Johnson County.
Yeah. Johnson County Sheriff Lonnie Polkerbeck, who oversees the University of Iowa in Iowa City, told a legislative committee he would treat possession of small amounts of marijuana like a traffic violation, allowing hundreds of students arrested each year to graduate without a criminal record. Wow, what a decent idea. I mean, okay, it's not as far as I'd like him to go. I'd like him to just stop enforcing it altogether, but we know the cops are all about getting money in their pockets, and, you know, this is an easier way to do it. Instead of having to send the kid to court and having to go through that whole process, just slap him with a fine. You catch a kid smoking dope on campus, slap him with a $50 fine and be done with it. Because we don't want to, I mean, he's making total sense here.
Yeah, I can't say that. I don't support it because I don't support, giving fines for it.
Right.
But it's better than what we've got.
It's
a lot
huge,
better.
Huge step
And the toll on society as a whole from these people having criminal records and then therefore having to reveal the criminal record all the time and then not getting hired and be necessarily as productive.
Yeah, after you graduated college.
Yeah.
Just after you get out of 4 years of school, you've got yourself a marijuana possession charge.
Let's be honest here. Most of those people aren't revealing their criminal record for the most part.
Well, but you can check. Employers do check. And then people...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Not all of them. Rarely, I mean, they do check.
Certainly not going to be working for the government anytime soon.
I mean, if somebody comes in as a potential employee with their job application, their resume, and it says that they just went through 4 years of college, are you really going to check? I mean, isn't that worth not checking on?
Some companies just check out of a matter of course. I know for the New York Times company does. I work in media, so I know the New York Times company does. I know the Comcast does. And I mean, that's part of the deal. They check it out. Cox actually checks your credit. Cox Broadcasting checks your credit.
That's an interesting thought.
Probably
actually,
not for DJs.
What I was just saying there about that, the fact that you wouldn't be working for the government anytime soon, because the government does do ridiculous background checks.
Sorry.
So if you think about that, that means, well, no wonder marijuana is still illegal, because everyone in government doesn't touch it.
You are so... Wait a minute. Are you serious about that?
No, I'm not.
You've got to be kidding me,
obviously,
right? Do you mean law enforcement, or do you mean everyone
obviously
in government?
Obviously not, but no.
I've known plenty of government workers, including Scott the Burnout, a guy that we actually used to work with at the
radio
station.
Elected officials.
They're not checked.
That's what I'm saying. Elected officials aren't checked. But if you're applying
Scott
for...
Scott the Burnout was not an elected
official. No.
There are so many drug users. Right.
I'm talking law enforcement.
Okay, you're specifically saying law enforcement.
Yeah.
Actually, law enforcement...
Hold on.
Because I know something about this.
There are other bureaucratic stuff as well.
With law enforcement officers, yes, there is a lot of background checking. Yes, they actually do give you a lie detector test, in some cases, to become a law enforcement officer.
They certainly
and
do
yes,
here.
And yes, they do ask you questions like, did you smoke pot? Or when was the last time you smoked pot? Or do you use any other drugs? Have you sold any other drugs? Depending
and
on
they'll
the
call and ask your friends these questions, too. I know someone called
That's
me.
Correct. But
not because I work in law enforcement, but because a friend of mine.
Right. Depending, though, on the department, they have certain standards. So, for instance, if you answer on the quiz or the questionnaire that you smoked marijuana, but it was 10 years ago, you'll get the job. Or if you answer, yeah, I sold a little pot 20 years ago, you'll get the job. Because, I mean, it just depends on the department policy. So there's not a zero tolerance. There's not a zero tolerance for drug users with the police department. So I don't know how honest the potential officers are about answering those
right.
questions. But even if you are honest and it's been a number of years, you know, you can make the case that, hey, I've come to my senses and I'm okay now,
but
even though I used to smoke copious amounts
of pot. Okay, but it still applies. I mean, okay, it applies a little bit less with what you're saying, but it still applies that generally in law enforcement, are people who don't smoke and aren't really affiliated with it anymore. Generally.
I would like
certainly
to,
not like the restaurant industry.
Okay, but yes, there's no doubt there's more pot smokers in the restaurant industry than law enforcement.
But what I'm saying is it's a bias. And there's a bias that's built
to
in
an
there.
To an extent there might be, though I think that you're still reaching based on evidence that you don't have. I think it'd be interesting to hear from a law enforcement officer who's been in the midst of it. Who
some
has
guy's going to call up and be like, hey, man.
I'm a law enforcement
officer. I'm a law enforcement. Yeah.
I'm in my cruiser right now, dude.
Crazy man in my cruiser.
No, we've certainly never had a call like that. But nonetheless.
Well, now we're going to get it since it's so bad.
It's not going to happen.
Well, it's disturbing to me when I talk to somebody. I've talked to a former New York police officer before, and I asked him the question, you know, do you know anybody in the NY, you know, any of your fellow coworkers that were not, I didn't ask him if they smoked pot, but if they were corrupt. He essentially told me that every one of them was likely to, for instance, confiscate the marijuana and keep it for themselves or sell it or do something else terrible with it, you know, something else they weren't supposed to be doing. There's, whether or not they are actually pot smokers is another question. And he was. He's a former NYPD cop for years, pot-smoking dude. So they're definitely in there. And if you are a law enforcement officer, you don't have to give your name or your department or anything like that. If you want to call in and clue us in, you know, what is the instance of pot smoking that you're aware of amongst your coworkers? 800-259-9231, because it definitely goes on. I mean, like anybody else looking for a job, Johnson, they'll do a test clean if they get a drug test. They'll do whatever it takes to cover up the fact that they are drug users.
Have you ever enforced the law on weed?
Hey, by the way, we haven't gotten to the legislator's response to this this guy, this cop, and what he wants to do. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's CarClinic Minute. Anyone who's ever parked their car on an incline knows getting parked is just half the job. Getting out of park can be just as challenging. Do you know the trick? When I come back, I'll tell you.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Here's how to avoid Heartbreak Hill. Ensure your car stays put while it's parked on an incline and avoid the frustration of a shift lever that just won't budge when you're ready to go.
Simply apply the parking brake, then put an automatic transmission in park, or a manual transmission in reverse gear. This puts the weight of the car right where it belongs, on your brakes. And remember, turn your wheels toward downhill curbs and away from uphill curbs. These tips can save you frustration and protect favorite property, your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff for you, including the archives. You can go and grab up the last 10 months worth of the show. All of it's free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about a story out of Des Moines, Iowa City, actually, where there's a university. University of Iowa is there. Johnson County Sheriff Lonnie Polkrebeck, who oversees the University of Iowa. You know how universities sometimes have their own police squad? I think that's what this guy is, essentially.
I see.
He's the county sheriff, but he oversees the University of Iowa. Anyway, he said, look, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of arresting these hundreds of college students every year for marijuana possession. I mean, when you're a cop and you go through an arrest, there's paperwork involved.
Right, and you can't feel good about it either.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't feel... I imagine there's people out there that feel badly about giving kids trouble for smoking marijuana.
Well, if they felt that bad, they wouldn't give them the trouble, but okay.
Well,
I see what you're saying. They feel they come across it and they can't ignore it or something like that, and they have to book the kid. And you know, that takes time. It takes effort. You got to fill out the paperwork. You got to put them in the cuffs, take them down to the clink, put them in there for the night, let them, you know, then they got to go to court, get their arraignment or plead or whatever it is that they do. And it's time-consuming, it's costly for the taxpayers, and it's just kids smoking pot. So the cop realizes this. In fact, the cop says, the sheriff says, you know, the guy carrying 50 bales of marijuana, that's a different animal. So he's still planning on enforcing the drug laws in general, just not simple possession. And again, here on Free Talk Live, we'd like to see the war on drugs ended completely. But nonetheless, it's a step in the right direction. It's going to help college kids graduate without having a criminal record. And again, who's hurting who by smoking pot? Well, Republican legislator... C-L-E-L. Is that Clell? My name's Clell. Clell Bodler. A former state trooper shot down the notion of sending the wrong message to drug users and abusers. He said, quote, "We could simplify law enforcement's job if we didn't have rock concerts. We could simplify their job a lot quicker if we just didn't have football games where we arrest hundreds of drunks over the weekend."
He's being sarcastic. He has to be.
Of course. Yeah, he's being sarcastic, but he's just senseless.
It's not really drawing the point, though. I mean, he's not proposing to do away with anything so that an offense doesn't occur. He's proposing to do away with the offense or lessen the severity of the offense.
He's saying you guys shouldn't have your jobs simplified, and you should keep arresting college-age pot smokers. And it's just ludicrous. It's absolutely insane what this guy is talking about. We could simplify law enforcement's job. Why do you want to waste the cops' time, Clell? Do you really think that this is making a difference? I mean, every single year, hundreds of college pot smokers are getting arrested. It's not stopping anything.
Because of all the money that would be lost for the government apparatus. You know, the $50 in a ticket, that's fine and dandy, and it's nice and easy. It's easy $50. But think about how much money a pot arrest costs the victim and society as a whole. I mean, you know, we have to pay for
hundreds.
The court. We pay for all those people that are working in the court. You know that the defendant doesn't pay for all that. We do, the taxpayers.
Nonsense.
I think, though, what that guy is saying, though, makes a very good point about the, you know, I just don't think he realizes the point that he's making. You know, with the football games and the, what was the other thing he said before that?
Rock concerts,
right? We could simplify law enforcement's job if we didn't have those things. Well, we could also simplify law enforcement's job if they just didn't have to enforce anything that was wrong with those events. Because
yes.
Nothing is really wrong with those events.
That's
so
true.
We should simplify law enforcement's jobs by just getting rid of all the offenses that they have to have, you know, that they have to deal with at those events. And
but that'd be
making sure that the cops don't even need to be there.
That would send the wrong message, though. It would send the wrong message to drug users and drinkers and rock concert goers.
Well, I think that...
they're on private property and should be able to do what they want.
A lot of football games probably have the cops there because they want them there. Just a guess.
Well, at football games, probably. I don't know about local high school football games, but concerts, definitely. But
No, I wouldn't say concerts.
I would say concerts, a lot of the time, it's protectionism from the state, from the government.
You have to have this many cops there.
No, not that they have to have them
there.
Yes,
they do.
No, not that they have to have them there because they can have private security there. The reason why they have cops there is because if cops are there, people are less likely to actually get arrested.
You're talking to somebody who used to work for a rock concert promoter.
It depends on where you're
at. I'm telling you that in the county that I set up the concerts, that I helped set up the concerts, I
had some concert conversations with the people who were running livestock, and the reasons why they were having the cops there was because otherwise, if they didn't have the cops there, people would get arrested by the Tampa County or the Tampa Sheriff's Department. And the reasons why the cops were there is because if they're there, they can just confiscate the drugs from people. You know, they were popping nitrous balloons or whatever, letting people go at that point, as opposed to having to come in and bust the entire event. It's security for the event to have law enforcement there as opposed to having private security.
But it does depend on the county and the regulations. For instance, you know, they might regulate and say that you have to have an insurance policy and health, you know, have to have an ambulance on the scene. It all depends on where you're having the show. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
All right. I just heard your guys' podcast today. It was yesterday's episode. It was a guy talking about marking $1 bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've gotten a few of those over here.
You got a few what? Wait, what kind of marked bills? The Where's George or Free Talk Live bills?
Well, I've gotten Where's George, but I've gotten the ones with In God We Trust crossed out.
Oh, that. Right. Crossing out. Right.
Yeah. I just heard it on your show. I might start doing it, too, not with the restaurant money, but with my personal money, doing the same thing.
Do you feel like there's a point to it? I mean, you're like, making a difference in the world by doing that sort of thing, or are you just kind of having fun?
I feel it kind of sends a message to people that this country should be founded on freedom, not on religious beliefs.
So you don't think you're not just doing it just to offend people that are easily offended? Because I could imagine that there are people that would be easily offended by saying that sort of thing.
Somebody might be saying that God shouldn't exist.
I view it as a way as sending a message to people that maybe, you know, you shouldn't cross the line between church and state.
Indeed. Anything else on your mind, Jeff?
No.
Thanks, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
And if a lot of people start doing that? That would send a pretty serious message if a lot of people start doing it.
Yeah, but nobody, I mean, that's not going to happen.
You'd have time. You'd have preachers talking about how it's the end times.
if that would happen everywhere.
And that would just be more advertisement for more people to do it. I bet Christians would join into that point just because I know a lot of Christians.
You think Christians would cross that out?
Yep, because there are a lot of Christian youth who do things that are just contrary to the church, just to mess with people. I've known
really?
A lot of people that do stuff. I don't know, just like mess around in church, like do things to the Bibles, just all sorts of stuff. There are definitely, and I don't know, maybe some people can call and give me stories. I don't know.
I didn't spend a lot of time there.
Who knows? I don't want to get into it.
That sounds interesting.
There are lots and lots of different things that happen. And
I can imagine.
They have sex in churches. There are...
Do they call themselves Christians?
You know, there's sleepovers at churches.
Sex happens in a lot of churches.
I'm sure it does. I guess it's okay because you just have to go and repent your sins, right? That weekend, you can
that's if you're...
Have it all...
I think that's certain religions. You know, I think Catholicism's heavy on that one, but... just go ahead, do it, and repent it later. But I think some of the other ones have a more preventative... stance.
What? You sound like you had something.
You're the expert.
So about sex in church or something like that?
All I ever did was in a sleepover feel some girl up. I mean, that was it.
Okay.
I know a girl who had sex under the stairs and took somebody's virginity.
Now, wait, you weren't the counselor feeling
the girl.
No.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control of the show. The different kinds of libertarians, that's on the way and more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And who has the best sex in the world? We can talk about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we'd like you to vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and you can cast your vote for the show. And that's good for us because it keeps us up in the top 10 podcasts in the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 3. Unacceptable. Yeah, it could be better. We need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, not a huge effort. You just go there. It'll take you less than a minute's time. All you need is your email address, and you can vote for Free Talk Live. In fact, you can even leave a comment if you'd like. Vote.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to Ike in Arizona. Ike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh, my friends. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey. Should I skip the requisite joke about Tina?
Tina?
Okay. What's on your mind, Ike? Awesome.
Oh, it took me a minute, but I got that. All yeah. Right. You had mentioned yesterday about marking dollar bills, the In God We Trust.
Yeah, actually, we just had somebody call in about that, sure.
As a matter of fact, that was what reminded me about this. There's actually something in the hacker community known as black spotting. That is actually what that is referring to.
Can you explain?
Well, black spotting basically is part of what's known as culture jamming. The idea here is mostly anti-corporate. The idea is that you use a black marker to cover up any kind of trademark logos or anything on top of clothing, As a matter of fact, there's an entire show.
It's also called cleaning or cleansing a product. I've heard of this.
Scrubbing
is another word I've heard for it.
It's nutty. It's wacky. I mean, it's the silliest thing I've ever heard of. You don't engage in this practice, do you?
Me? Not particularly. The idea is once you buy products from these companies or whatever, and you see those on your clothing or something, you take a marker and you mark them off, or you say pick the stitching off or whatever it is,
right.
Get rid of the logo so that you basically have, well, what it was you bought.
I'll tell you what, you say it's crazy, you say it's whatever. I fully support it. I don't have the time.
Right, I think it's a tremendous waste of time.
I think it's a tremendous waste of time. But at the same time,
guys, personally, I'm one of the laziest men in existence.
I do like the idea. I really, really like the idea. And if I have the opportunity, if it's like really easy to remove a label or something like that, I'll do it.
Like off of what? Can you give an example of what you would consider it an item that's important enough to actually take the time to remove the label from?
I'll tell you the Chevy symbol off the front of your blazer.
I'll tell you what. If I get a laptop, for example, on the back of my laptop, there's probably going to be a logo of whatever company I have purchased my laptop from. I'm going to cover that up.
Why?
Because first of all, I'm going to personalize it with my own artwork. But second of all, why do I need to advertise for some company? Why do I need to be made
Maybe
into their
quality products that you enjoy using, and you wouldn't mind other people supporting?
Yes,
your
and I
line.
Will support those products if I particularly. But if it's something that I don't care one way or the other about, and I'm being forced to advertise for it,
I could understand if the laptop bites and it's got just a host of problems.
I'm not
going to hate it.
I'm not trying to be I'm embarrassed by this product. But I don't like the fact that companies just plaster their advertising all over things.
Our Free Talk Live stuff? I mean, we're going to have stuff with the Free Talk Live logo on it.
And people,
if you want to buy a shirt,
that's specifically to promote us.
Right.
It's not like we're trying to sell them something else and then plaster our logo on it.
It's not like also, I mean, okay, I understand. There's the Adidas shirts, there's the Nike shirts, there's all that. The reason why people buy these products is because of the logo. I mean,
no, that's a designer. You're talking about something totally different. That's a designer thing.
You were just talking. Was just talking about picking stitches out of clothes.
I want you to look at me. Look at me right now. What brand of monitor do you own? Don't know. That's the thing. I didn't want you to look at it.
Well,
I know one of them. But it says PolyView. It's plastered all over your monitor.
And it's a generic Chinese brand monitor. I mean, who cares? I don't care.
But
does it bug you sitting in here looking at
no,
the logo
it doesn't,
on the
but
monitor?
That's what I'm saying. You didn't buy that specifically because it was a PolyView monitor.
Right.
It's just that their advertising is plastered on the monitor. And
a can of Coca-Cola. Their advertising's plastered on that, too. That way you can identify what it is that you're buying.
For some things, yes, but it's not. The thing is that this advertising is becoming more and more gaudy. It's everywhere. It's inundating our culture. And the thing is it's just getting
keeps
worse.
Things free, man.
It's,
I recall right. The whole you ever heard of FUBU?
FUBU.
Yeah,
it's a clothing brand.
It's an urban brand.
It was an urban brand, I believe. What that stands for is for us, by us.
Okay.
It was originally a form of protest against the idea, and it became a corporate brand.
Awesome. Oh, so they sold out, essentially.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. They got too popular. They weren't underground
anymore. I support mercantilism. Good.
I thought FUBU had something to do with, actually, black culture.
I have no idea. Hey, Ike, interesting that you bring that up. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that would be it.
Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Are you a cleanser? Are you a scrubber?
Definitely what I
Are you somebody
people.
That removes labels from products, that gets a big old permanent marker out and covers up the Coca-Cola cans that you buy? I mean, you could go as crazy as you want to with this. You could go, I mean,
you could.
Most products have the logo of the company that that built it on them. You could literally spend your entire amount of free time, however
much
it is, covering up logos.
If I were you, I'd be embarrassed that phone is a Radio Shack phone.
Radio Shack's a fine company.
Actually, you don't understand how hard it is. You're talking about my office phone here in the studio. A corded office phone is so hard to find these days. You would not believe it.
You have to go to a business phone store is what you need to go to. You probably would have gotten a much better one, too.
Hey, whatever, man. This one, it does the job. It's got a little flashy light thing on it, so I can see. That's one of the features I was looking for, where the phone call rolls in if you don't have the ringer on.
I bought a separate flashy light thing for my phone.
From Radio Shack?
Yes, of course.
Okay, then.
They're bad products because I don't have any money. But, No, the whole thing with this advertising thing is, though, is that it's becoming more pervasive throughout culture, especially my problem
why?
Is...
Why? So what,
when it's
though?
On, like,
who cares?
Well,
does it ruin the quality of the products that
you're
buying?
It is, but it's a TV show and it's ad placement all over the place. Product placement, I'm getting really sick of that.
Product placement might actually end up replacing commercials entirely. Let's come back and talk
and
more.
Hopefully it doesn't get worse and worse.
800-259-9231. If you're a scrubber, if you're a cleaner of products, we want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know this.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's toll-free. You take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. We were looking into this whole scrubbing thing during the break because I wanted to hear from somebody that actually engages in this habit. Somebody that's anti-corporate. We're going to scrub every product that we possibly can receive.
I don't think that we have a lot of those people listening to
us. I don't think so either.
I think a lot of them are socialists.
I think you're right about that.
And, actually, no. You know what? That's not true because I do know someone who is a avid scrubber, who is a libertarian.
Is that right?
Yep. I mentioned some guys to you on our break, and one of them is avid scrubber.
But
avid.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can visit the wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can go in there, and you can scrub our wiki if you want to. We've got
No, please don't.
No, you can't. You can add to it. You can edit things. It's a user editable sort of knowledge, vault of knowledge, as one of our listeners put it. And I think it's really cool because it's pretty much all been created by the listeners at wiki.freetalklive.com. So I'd love to hear from somebody like this, but or maybe you know somebody who has this habit. You know, whenever they buy some product and they're planning on keeping it, obviously, you know, for instance, Johnson, you've got a bag of Chex Mix here in the studio. You're going to eat that bag and throw it away, so you wouldn't want to waste your time scrubbing something like that.
Right.
I mean, would they go so crazy as to buy a six-pack of soda and scratch it all with
some
markers?
Of them, actually, they what they do is they take a piece of paper and a piece of tape and wrap the can. I heard a show, actually, an internet radio show.
They could put a cup cozy on it.
That specifically talked about methods for scrubbing.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? I'll try and get that guy.
That reminds me of a movie called Repo Man from the 1980s, where instead of product placement in this movie, they had the most generic products that you could possibly imagine. It was kind of funny. Whenever he was in the store, for instance, he was looking at the store, looking at things on the shelf, beer would simply be
beer
in a can labeled with beer. And it was just a white label with the word beer on it. Every single product in the movie had just name of the product, and that's it. There
was
no branding.
They used to sell that in stores. When I was a kid, they used to have this aisle of holy no-frills generic stuff, and it would really say
without
light
even,
beer.
Without even the store brand on it?
No, it was white with black lettering. White light beer.
Wow.
Or, you know, like they had a couple different color schemes, as I recall, but yeah, that's how it was set up.
Like, that sounds like one of the scrubbers' fantasies. That sounds like something that they would just be all about. They would support that store.
I wonder how that light beer was.
Did it even have the manufacturing information on it? Could you track down the manufacturer?
At this point, you're asking me what happened when I was 7.
Okay, fine. We don't even know if you're remembering it correctly.
I'm pretty sure I am.
Because there's a store around here in Florida called Cash and Carry. They're kind of going out of business, or they've been bought out. But they used to have the most generic logos, just like that. Just with just a word of the name of the product. But they did, at some place on the can or the product, actually have their store name, but you're actually saying that you don't recall there being any sort of store brand.
No, there was no store brand. I'm telling you, it was like the no frills aisle,
right?
And
as generic as it can get.
Yeah,
interesting. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we're going to talk about the six different types of libertarians: pacifists, people that believe this is one of the types. They believe that you should not fight back if you're being raped. I couldn't believe it when I heard about this. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Needless to say, I'm not a pacifist. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?